Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. I am Rayon Walters, and this is Uncover Politics. It is my pleasure to have your company. You can now join the program on any platform of your choice at Uncover Politics on anchor.fm/Rayon-Walters. Uncover Politics on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Cast, Overcast, Twitter at Walters Rayon, and on Facebook at Rayon Walters. Wherever in the world you are tuning from, I am delighted to have your company. Please also remember to like, subscribe, and share your feedbacks. This podcast is committed to providing you with a new experience, better understanding, and a microscopic view of politics in every sense imaginable. We are going to be discussing the political upheavals, tensions, success and their failures, and their everyday impacts on our lives from Europe, North, Central and South America, Asia, Africa and the Caribbean in just 10 minutes or less. Listeners, we'll continue on the podcast yesterday about the January 6th Commission vote, which will be heading to the United States upper house of Congress, the House of Senate, or the Senate as it is rightly called. When the vote, or even before the vote, we already knew that the battle in the House will be a battle of attrition. Partisan lines have already been drawn. And the reason why the Senate is what it is in terms of the possibility of this bill becoming a law for this commission to be implemented is that there are 50 Republican senators and 50 Democratic senators, even split. And you need 60 senators to vote in favor. So therefore, it is highly likely that all 50 Democrats will vote in favor. And then you need 10 Republicans. Those Republican senators who voted on the resolution of impeachment and voted on impeachment of President Donald Trump will those Republican senators join their Democratic senators in voting for this commission? And even if they do, will it be 60? Is the bill dead on arrival? Is it in intensive care? Or perhaps, as my grandfather would said, it is sick and helpless and ready to die. Is there a ray of hope for this bill? What needs to be done for this bill to be given a lifeline? What I would love to see, listeners, is not for the Republicans to flatly object the bill, flatly vote no, or for the Democrats to vote on the bill as it is, but for some compromise, some negotiation to take place. Because for you to just vote on it as it is and vote against it as it is strictly partisan, in all fairness. The terms of reference, I have not read the bill, nor have I seen it. But based on some of the major clauses in the bill, I honestly do not think they are unreasonable to have equal subpoena powers, to have equal commissioners. So I cannot see, other than politics, other than loyalty, the former president Donald Trump, who is still the de facto leader of the party, the Republicans would vote for or against. He is the man in the middle. And the leader of the Republican caucus in the Senate, I beg your pardon, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, have already stated where they stand. They will flatly vote against. Will it be a matter of conscience? What happened to those Republican senators who still have some degree of independency and testitude, fortitude for those who are men and those women? Is there any Liz Cheney in the Senate? Do they have that type of defiant, strong, macho female in the Senate? The Susan Collins? The Lisa Murkowski? What about those Patumi? Mitt Romney? Where do they stand? Senator Burr, where do they stand? Can they court their fellow senators to vote for this investigation? Or is it that they are so focused on midterm election and winning back both houses of Congress that this commission will be used as politics by the Democrats and to draw it out where their message is drowned? I have not heard one solitary argument by the Republican since the Biden administration took office on January 20 against the policies. They spent a considerable amount of time fighting the minority whip in the House, third ranking Republican in the House, daughter of former Vice President Dick Cheney, Liz Cheney, from her leadership role, because she is astute, defiant, and stubborn in her belief and her position that Donald Trump lost the election was fair, and that he was the instigator of the January 6th insurrection against the United States. What happened to that big tent Kevin McCarthy spoke about, where you still accept persons for their opinions, irrespective of the opinions that they have? It's a big tent party. When you maligned yourself in a particular way and you force people, Mitch McConnell, are you either oust them or you force them? It has become a matter of, is either you adapt or you perish. And clearly, many of these senators and House representatives, they are afraid to send an application letter. Is it easier for them to find their way to get free parkings at airport security and other perks and live off taxpayers' money, enrich themselves, and then they walk away? Is that what it had reduced to? Aren't you being duly elected and paid by taxpayers to do a sunman duty that you have sworn an oath to protect? Huh? you did establish this commission for the 9/11 attack against the United States. You did, a bipartisan committee. You did, Republicans, implemented this committee. The Benghazi attack, where you drilled Hillary Clinton, then Secretary of State, for the attack against the U.S. Embassy and the killing of its ambassador in Benghazi. 5 persons died, including Capitol Police officers. They had a noose saying, hang the vice president, desecrated the speaker's office. Is that not enough to warrant an investigation? Well, in their defense, they said other law enforcement agencies, along with the Attorney General's Chamber, the Justice Department, is looking into the matter. And reports will be coming out. I would want to ask a Democrat, if so many agents and departments of states, of the state, is looking into the matter, what will this commission do differently from what those agencies are doing? And when there was the 9/11 commission and the Benghazi commission, to the Republicans now, weren't there commissions of Congress to look into it? Well, we will wait. And I hope good sense will prevail and that the Senate will do its duty that it was elected to do by the people. Thanks for listening. Those are my thoughts.